Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, my husband, Ron, is really good at his job because he's really well suited for it. He's in sales, and sales is all about relationships, and Ron is really, really good at relationships. Whenever Ron has been transferred to a new region of the country, which we have several times, he knows his number one job is to build relationships so he can discover new customers and new needs that he can help with. The better he is with his customer relationships, the bigger his influence and the more his territory grows. It always happens that the more he invests in his customers, the bigger his territory becomes. It makes his bosses really happy, and inevitably, they have had to hire more salespeople just to help Ron manage and serve the growing territory that he develops. Like I said, he's really good at his job because he's really good at relationships. But what he has done is duplicated by smart and savvy salespeople everywhere. And the more you invest in relationships, the more your influence grows, and then the more your territory expands. You know, it doesn't just work that way in sales, though. It works like that in all of God's mission fields where He places us. Now, you'll remember, if you were with us last week, we began a study of the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10. Let me remind us and take a look at what this has to do with expanding your territory. 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10 says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the Lord of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Now, you'll remember last week we learned that Jabez asked for four things in his prayer. The first was that God would bless him. Indeed, meaning Jabez, who had a deep relationship with God, asked God to bless him, meaning to fill him up with the blessing of having more strength and more power than he could ever have on his own, that he would be filled up beyond his own strength, like the power of the Holy Spirit. Although back in the Old Testament, they didn't exactly know that's what they were asking for. That's what Jabez was asking for. He was asking, when you ask for a blessing in the Old Testament, and it's the same today, that you're asking God to fill you up to be able to do more than you could do on your own. That's what Jabez asked for when he asked for a blessing. It wasn't selfish. He wanted to accomplish far more for God than he could ever do in his own strength. So he asked God to bless him so he could do more for God. The second thing that Jabez asked was that God would enlarge his territory. In other words, Jabez wanted God to give him more influence, more opportunity, more responsibility, so that he, Jabez, could make a greater impact for God, enlarge his territory. Jabez was asking God to expand his mission field. Now think about it. That's pretty radical, asking for more responsibility. You know, people will ask God for more things, but normally people don't ask for more work to do, for more responsibility. People normally want God to lighten their load of responsibility, not expand it. But Jabez isn't asking for more to-dos, for more little projects, for more little work. He's asking to be used of God to impact more lives for God's glory. And Jabez knew that when he prayed for what pleased God, that God would equip him to be able to handle it, all the new opportunities that would come his way. God would equip him to handle it. Now, when you think about that, how does that play out in your life, in your work, in your business? Do you desire for God to expand your influence, your impact, your territory? Is it even right to ask for more in our business that way? Well, yes. Yes, absolutely. If you are working your business to God's glory, yes, God wants you to ask Him for more, to expand your territory. You know, author Bruce Wilkinson, who has written extensively about the prayer of Jabez, has written this in one of his books on Jabez. Quote, when you start asking an artist, even begging, for more influence and responsibility with which to honor him, God will bring opportunities and people into your path. You can trust him that he will never send someone to you whom you cannot help by his leading and strength. You'll nearly always feel fear when you begin to take new territory for him, but you'll also experience the tremendous thrill of God carrying you along as you are doing it. End quote. Isn't that great? I love that. You'll experience the tremendous thrill of God carrying you along as you're doing it. So let's do as Jabez. Let's not ask for little things that we could do in our own strength. Let's not play small ball this season. Stuff that we're already doing, stuff that we can easily do. We've been doing it for forever. We don't need God to help us do that or expand that. We're already doing it. It's in our own strength. Let's ask God to bless us beyond our own strength and expand our territory. Expand our impact, our influence. Bring people into our lives, even beyond what we can imagine. Expand our territory so that we can put God first. And God will then in turn give us all the strength, all the wisdom, all that we need to handle the more. Because that's how he works. It won't be overwhelming. It won't be overwhelming. If it's overwhelming, then we're working in our own strength. But when we're working in God's strength, it's not overwhelming. He gives us all that we need at just the right time. He walks alongside us, carries us along, actually, carries us along. Oh, now that's the mindset. That's what we want to fix our minds on, fix our thoughts on. That pleases the Lord. Well, thank you so much for listening today, and I pray that you received a message from God that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.